In this episode, we ask a professional goalkeeper coach about the pros and cons of playing goalkeepers up an age group. Hope you enjoy.
Right, so I think in terms of playing up years or a year, there's got first of all, be some really good rationale behind why you're doing what you're doing and how it fits into a longer term plan for a goalkeeper. So often in the past, we've used it based upon either one, their psychological needs to challenge them in a psychological way that they might need, or second, it might be to challenge them in a physical way. So, for example, if we had an early developing goalkeeper who was physically bigger than the boys in his age group and could come and take crosses easily at his own age group, the challenge then was, can he then go and do the same and replicate that within an older age group? Which again links into the psychological challenges that we wanted to try and expose him to, or her to. What I would say is that obviously sometimes when you've got a goalkeeper who is performing well, you naturally think that we need to stretch and challenge him by putting him up into the higher age groups, which is great. But I think also that they need to get success, and lots of the boys that we have had who have played up also want to go back down at some point as well and play in their own age group. One, for the social aspect, to go and play with their friends again, to play with their mates and to feel part of that team. And then secondly, to get loads of success and that feel-good factor, I suppose. So, as I said, it's really important that when playing up that there's some sort of rationale behind it, and also how does it fit into the longer-term picture.
What about younger grassroots goalkeepers?
That's the development of the game. And I suppose when goalkeepers do play up at the younger ages, and I'm talking about maybe the younger YDP foundation phase level, quite often the goalkeeper's start position will be the thing that's most affected when they go and play in different size pitches and different goals. One, there's that fear of the fact that if they start too high, then they're going to get lobbed because the goal's that much bigger now, and they've got that much more distance to go and cover. And it's really a case of when the goalkeepers do play up, as I said, in terms of the psychological stuff, what's the bigger picture, what's the bigger plan? So quite often the goalkeepers will start to retreat back and play into a slightly deeper position, which I think is quite normal because goalkeepers do have that fear of not wanting to get lobbed. And it's really important for the coaches who are taking on the boys to go and play in their whole older age groups, so they really try and encourage the goalkeepers to go and be brave and to hold those high start positions. Will they get lobbed? Potentially, absolutely. Will dropping into the goal and being slightly deeper help them in their longer term development? Probably not. So it's really important that they're consistent with the messages, and if they're doing something at their younger age groups where they're asking their goalkeepers to go and be aggressive and play high up the pitch, well, that message has got to translate then into the sport, into the 11v11 game. And you've got to support the goalkeeper with that, so when they do get lobbed, which might inevitably happen, it's about being brave enough to ask that goalkeeper to go and play in exactly the same way, to encourage the good habits and to ensure that when they do get into that 11v11 and when they do start playing with their age group again, those good habits are embedded in their game.
What about when playing from the back?
Would be the stuff about how it impacts the boys in possession as well. Everything we've talked about at the moment has been out of possession in terms of obviously dealing with crosses, taking up start positions, bigger goal sizes to defend. But also in possession had a massive implication as well. So obviously the boys' distribution decisions were massively affected by the fact that sometimes they just couldn't hit those longer passes, or they couldn't play beyond the press for physical reasons, that they physically just weren't developed enough to be able to play them type of passes. So in that respect, then they had to find different solutions to try and play out from the back, which obviously meant trying to play short, often through the centre-backs, maybe through the deep-line midfielder, or sometimes through your full-backs as well, which was great in one way, because it allowed the goalkeeper to go and develop a different aspect of the game, so maybe the shorter game, being really bright, intelligent, clever, with taking up some support positions to help the team get out from the press. But on the flip side, I suppose, when the team started to realise that obviously you had maybe a less mature goalkeeper in goal, or a younger goalkeeper, and they recognised that they probably couldn't play those longer passes, as you'd expect, the boys decided, or the opposition decided, to go and press up against us, which often made it hard for us to play out from the back. A couple of challenges, really, I suppose, with that. One's from the goalkeeper's perspective. Obviously, on slightly smaller side, pitches. They are used to hitting passes that they just can't quite access in a slightly bigger pitch. So it's about managing their expectation going into the game and letting them know maybe what success looks like for them from that particular game. And then secondly, it's about managing the expectations of the boys that he's playing with. Because obviously if they're playing with a goalkeeper who's maybe been at the same age group as them, and he can hit those slightly longer passes, and if they do need to beat the press and play beyond it, he can. Well, now you're going with a goalkeeper who can't. So it's about managing the boys, they don't start to turn around and get on his back, and that there's some real joint up thinking there about what the challenges are going to be before the game and how best they can support each other as well. So some pros and cons about in possession and out of possession.
We hope you enjoyed this episode about playing goalkeepers up. To summarise, it's about the plan you have in place for the goalkeeper and for their development. So why are you playing the goalkeeper up? Take care and keep keeping.